We thought this morning we'd ask, what happens if an employer quite rightly expects their employees, while outside of working hours and outside of the working environment, that they will do everything possible to protect themselves from being exposed potentially to COVID-19? Can an employer instruct you and discipline you, rather, should you contract COVID-19 when there's been an instruction for you to keep safe from COVID-19? To help us through that is Director in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. That's Hedda Skensema. Hedda, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me, and good morning for to your listeners.
Well, can my boss at Cape Talk Radio say, Africa, we have a limited number of people who are able to do the job that you're doing, so please, please, please make sure that you do not expose yourself to COVID-19. And if I do, can they discipline me?
Absolutely, Africa. The whole point of the regulations and the full awareness and all the education and the training that has been sent out there is to make sure that we as employees know what is expected of us. Remember, we have a dual obligation to also ensure that we are safe and that we keep our working environment safe, that it doesn't only apply to our employer, it applies to us as well.
But I would be, potentially going to a dinner party to go celebrate my friend's birthday, for example, as I did on Saturday. And incidentally, the restaurant we picked thankfully had a fewer number of people. But imagine if I had gotten COVID-19 from that. I wasn't being reckless at that time. I wasn't being irresponsible. I just happened to find myself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right, Africa. The distinction needs to be made between you having acted recklessly and you having been exposed to COVID-19. So if there's evidence to demonstrate you weren't socially distancing yourselves, you weren't wearing masks, you were basically flouting the regulations, that is the distinction that has to be made between you now having gone to the restaurant, you've complied with the regulations, and unfortunately, you still got ill.
So would I then have to then, I suppose, show to my employer that while I'm infected with COVID-19, I did not do so recklessly. I was taking the measures necessary. I was wearing my mask. I was distancing. I happened to go to an establishment that clearly had somebody who was infected with COVID-19 at the time that I was there.
That's correct, Africa. So basically, you would have to just demonstrate to your employer that I didn't intentionally get ill, that this was just I was one of the unlucky ones that got sick.
Have you, in your practice, come across examples like this where people have been dismissed because they had exposed themselves to COVID-19?
We have, and we've also come across many employees, unfortunately, who are now abusing this process, because how do we now prove as an employer that you weren't exposed? So we've had a combination of both factors where we've had employees who have flouted the regulations and have been shameless about it in terms of Facebook and social media. And that is how employers have in many instances been able to prove that their employees have been flouting the regulations. Similarly, there's been an abuse of sick leave where employees have simply said that they were exposed when in fact they haven't been exposed after an investigation was conducted.
Have any of these matters been taken to court at all? Because I imagine we will only know once the first, even if it's a labor court matter, is heard and decided upon, that will then give obviously the precedence, right? That every employer will have to follow.
That's correct. We haven't had any referrals yet, but I'm sure it is coming, Africa. There's no doubt that there will definitely be a whole host of referrals, both to the CCMA and then eventually perhaps to the Labour Court.
As a result of that, are we seeing Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer and many other practices, I suppose, across the country advising their clients to update their policies as far as employment practice is concerned?
Yes, a distinction can be made again there, Africa, because obviously our conduct is obvious conduct. So one would assume, one can expect that all our employees would act practically and would act in compliance with the regulations. However, in order to ensure that there can't be any questions about I didn't know what was expected of me, it would be advisable for employers to update their policies at this stage to incorporate some form of misconduct relating to you having flouted regulations and as a result having having been having contracted COVID, and thereby then exposing the employment relationship to that, as well as your fellow employees.
Hedda, before I let you go, an important question from a listener on the WhatsApp line. Who has the onus to prove the lie? Is it the employer or the employee?
Always the employer. It starts with the employer. So you would then demonstrate through the evidence that you would have. You would call the inquiry, and the employee would then have an opportunity then to present his or her evidence through that inquiry to demonstrate that your evidence as the employer is incorrect. But the employer starts.
All right. Important conversation. Hedda, thank you very much for your insights this morning. Hedda Skensema is the Director of Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer.